So far, the authority can count 80 stakeholders, that is, partners who are invested in helping to turn the area surrounding Hillcrest into a safer, more attractive, family-friendly, and mixed-income neighborhood. The authority's aiming for a renaissance similar to that seen on Wilmington's north side, the Brooklyn Arts area, and they've already convinced the city to fund Southside crosswalks. Waste Management has pledged to help purge urban blight, and Habitat for Humanity is already renovating distressed housing. This is according to planner Paul D'Angelo, who says he's now planning to target local business owners.
I know, for example, the industrial triangle that's down in the south side, we've got a couple leaders of businesses down there that have kind of stepped to the plate wanting to start a business coalition down on the south side, and I think seeing that type of organization is great to have a champion there, and also gets people's eyes to see that there's some businesses grouping together and they're seeing some potential in economic development and job creation on the south side.
D'Angelo says he's hoping to engage Cape Fear area business leaders via door-to-door knocking, city council and county commission presentations, and perhaps a Chamber of Commerce breakfast. He says he also hopes some of the area's largest employers, such as GE, Corning, and the New Hanover Regional Medical Center, will also pledge their support to the revitalization project. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.